Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 631, Break Free from Busyness and Do the Work You Are Meant For, by Ali Worthington with GoinsWriter.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host and narrator here, and I'm with you every single day to help you optimize your business life by reading content from some great entrepreneurial blogs. And today I have a post from Ali Worthington, a guest writer at GoinsWriter.com. And let's hear Ali's post as we optimize your life. Break Free from Busyness and Do the Work You Are Meant For, by Ali Worthington with GoinsWriter.com. I remember the day I decided to finally write a book. I got out my antiquated laptop and Googled how to write a book. One of the results said to write a blog and build a following, so I Googled how to write a blog. I'm not even kidding. I sometimes laugh at how much I didn't know, but you know what? That didn't stop me. I knew what I wanted to do, and even though it took 10 years to get there, my first book, Breaking Busy, How to Find Peace and Purpose in a World of Crazy, just released last month. Please don't think that setting a goal and reaching it is a walk in the park. My life is crazy all the time and crazy busy a lot of the time. With a full-time job and 5 sons, yes, you heard that right, 5 sons, ages 7 to 17, my house is in a constant state of motion and mess, if I'm being real. If you're at all like I was, you're thinking, I'm too busy to add one more thing to my plate, so how in the world am I going to fill in your goal here? I get it. The good news is, whether it's writing a book or bringing your passion to life, the circumstances in your life don't have to line up perfectly to accomplish what you were meant to do in this world. The goal of publishing Breaking Busy changed how I spent my time while actively writing. I couldn't just take 8 months off of work and life to write the book. I wrote on Saturdays, edited on Sunday afternoons, and spent little pockets of time scribbling notes of inspiration during the week. This process really put what I was preaching to practice. I had the good, necessary, and sometimes uncomfortable experience of telling lots of people no in those 8 months. Thank you for inviting me, but I can't make it. I would love to be able to help, but my weekends are full. So how do you break busy and carve out space for your goals? Make a stop doing list. This is one of my favorite strategies. Often, when we find ourselves feeling busy and overwhelmed, we want to develop a plan to do more things to fix it. What we really need to do is just stop doing things. Our lives have gotten all cluttered up with things that we think we should do, so much so that we can't figure out what the things are that we were meant to do. Are you doing what you should do or what you were meant to do? And how do you go about subtracting from the clutter in your life to get to the things you were meant to do in the first place? Deciding what to subtract from your life is one of the key components of breaking busy. Distractions are everywhere, waiting to lead us down the wrong path and keep us from our calling. The best way to discover what you want or need to stop doing is by asking yourself these questions. What is sucking the life right out of me right now? And does this activity get me any closer to achieving my goals? My experience is that most people have an immediate answer to these questions, and that answer, once it's out there, gets people moving in the right direction. Discover what future you will think. When evaluating a choice, it is important to think about the future you. What is the goal? What do you hope to accomplish? I like to ask myself what future Ali will think about decisions I make. Many times during the months of Saturdays I spent locked in our master bedroom writing Breaking Busy, I felt huge amounts of guilt. I missed having family time on the weekends, and I struggled with wondering if I was hurting our family by taking all the time away to write. It would have been easy to let worry about being selfish or not being a good mom make me give up and be miserable the whole time I was working. It helped to think about what future Ali would think in 10 weeks, 10 months, or 10 years. Would I regret giving up? Of course. Would my kids be scarred for life because I took a few months of Saturdays to write? Nah. Any decision you have to make, any dream you're building, any goal you have, the best way to keep going and not get sidetracked by fear, doubt, and unnecessary busyness is to ask yourself what this will mean to the future you. Time management is not the problem. While researching busyness, I read approximately a gazillion books on time management and realized one thing. If time management was the real issue, we wouldn't all still be so busy. Busyness, at the root, is a result of living in a world that says you have to be more, do more, and achieve more to be enough. Busyness keeps us distracted from the life we were meant to live. We focus on the tyranny of the urgent instead of focusing on the things that help us live out our calling in that season of life. Yes, we have to learn to manage our time differently, but more importantly, we must learn to spend our precious time doing the things we were created for. I know you can break busy and find your own peace and purpose in this world of crazy busy. I know you can do it because I did. Breaking busy won't be easy and it won't be perfect, but it will be worth it. You just listened to the post titled Break Free from Busyness and Do the Work You Are Meant For by Allie Worthington with GoinsWriter.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And big thanks to Allie, who is an author, a speaker, and a blogger, helping women live the life they were created to live. And of course, thanks to Jeff Goins as well. It is Jeff's site that this article comes from. Jeff is a super popular writer, the best-selling author of 5 books, including The Art of Work and Real Artists Don't Starve. On his site, you can hear his thoughts on writing, life, and creative work. So you're going to hear him narrated across a few of our shows. And if you're looking to share your work, but you're afraid of becoming the starving artist, then his site is definitely for you. Lots of great advice for you there. So come check it out at goinswriter.com. And thanks again to Jeff for letting us share his work. But that is a wrap on another edition of Optimal Startup Daily. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll be back again with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.